306 DGS and Camo X. Gorgeous day out there. Did you guys hear about the grocery cart lady?
Yes.
Oh yes,
the 90-year-old lady.
No, this one's a young lady.
Oh.
Yeah, this is like a young mom who says she never puts her grocery cart back whenever she goes shopping because she doesn't want to leave her kids alone in the car so no one will kidnap the children.
So she's very aggressive. She's like, everyone can just F off. She has two kids, and she says, if I put my kids in the car, then I go to put my cart away. I'm leaving them alone. I'm not going to leave them alone. So I'm breaking the social contract. I don't care what anyone thinks of me. If I have to rest my my grocery cart against your car and just drive off, that's what I'm going to do. What do you think?
Locks. You put your kids in, strap them into the car seats, lock the doors, walk away 20 feet, put it away, and then come back.
Nothing screams, I don't care what you think about me, more than making and uploading a video to the internet explaining yourself. You know what I mean?
Like,
I don't care what anybody thinks. This is what I'm doing. It's like, okay.
No matter what kind of car you have a key of some kind and you have locks.
Yeah.
So put your kids in there. Lock the car, walk over, because we're not talking about leaving them for 10 minutes. We're talking about leaving them for 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, I leave my car running a lot of times when I want the AC to keep going or the heat to keep going in the winter when I'm going to run into a QT or whatever. Just lock the doors. That way nothing's getting taken.
Reasonable.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Solved it. 5 seconds.
Man, do I get my junior detective
Who's
badge
the
now?
90-year-old grocery cart
Oh,
lady?
You don't know this?
No.
All right. So there was a lady that was like 90 years old working at a grocery store, and she was the one going out and bringing the carts in.
Oh.
And it was super hot. It was like 90 degrees out. And obviously she's 90, so she was struggling. So this lady, I don't know, the woman that was, she may be in her 50s, maybe 60s. I don't know, but it probably looked like 50s to me. Goes up to her and says, why are you doing this? It's such a hot day. Do you have to do this? And she's like, yeah, I have to eat. So that lady, the one that approached her, went and started a GoFundMe and raised over $200,000 to give to the 90-year-old woman.
So there's hope for me.
You just got to go out when you're 90 and push your shopping carts.
I can do that. I can do the show till then.
It had a little feel because the woman that did it is clearly a social media personality.
Yeah.
It had a feel of, look at me,
performative.
This is going to get me a lot of things, but it's still
like
raised.
Like me wanting to give away a kidney.
Yeah, right. But it still raised over $200,000 for this lady. So
worth it.
Yeah.
Let her have her day.
Kind of like, what's his name? Well, the other social media influencer,
Mr. Beast,
kind of had that kind of feel.
Gotcha.
Dr. Beast.
But do you think the lady that's being helped cares?
No,
she got money.
Now, does everyone here put their shopping carts into the corral?
100%.
Yep.
All right, good.
100%.
Didn't want to have
to. It's not that hard.
Lecture anybody.
Yeah, it's not that hard. If you can't walk 20 feet, then just don't go.
You too?
What?
You put him away?
Yeah. Everybody looked at me when she said that. She, like, shot me a glance. You, yes, I put it back.
Good.
It just seems like something that you might justify to yourself.
Just given your driving habits, you know?
No, the cart's got to go back in the thing because I get mad when, you know, I mean, I don't, you ever go out of the grocery store and, like, someone else's cart has, like, rolled away from where they left it and it's resting upon your vehicle?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why everybody hates it.
That was a bad feeling.
Did you guys just notice something weird happen with me?
Kind of.
You were digging something
out
of your tooth with your pen.
Yes. Well, there's that too.
What's the other
that's
thing?
Not weird.
No.
My pockets are like Leave It to Beaver. I've got like bubblegum and frogs. And
poker chips.
Dennis the Menace over here.
I had a couple of chewable Tums, which are pretty good.
Oh yeah,
those are awesome.
And I also have a couple of like Pepsids, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I ate half of a Tums and put it back in my poquita, and it somehow absorbed the Pepsid, and then I just went to eat it while we were talking, and I chomped into the Pepsi.
Oh, so you got a little surprise.
I got a little nougat.
And those chewable Tums, the smoothie flavor, you're looking forward to a nice bite with that.
Yeah,
and instead
you
get the bitterness of the Pepsi.
And you also get the hard bite.
Buddy, oh buddy.
Look
man.
Out.
Woof.
Man.
That's a lot of Xanax to take at one time. I better go home.
You better eat something spicy.
Stairway to Kevin.
Oh, all right. What do you guys feel like? I got a bunch of different things here. I got an entertainment topic. I've got a philosophy one that comes with some audio if you want to go a little bigger, a little bit more of that.
It.
All right, let's do that. So I don't know what it's labeled, Rach, but there's an audio. I have an audio thing from today that has something to do with the future and your outlook on the world and
maybe just life.
Life. It's just life.
You might say that.
So this is a woman. You'll hear her. She's, I think, Australian, talking a bit about how much we put on what's going into our minds in our day-to-day lives and then kind of putting it into a larger picture.
Have you ever thought about this? In 100 years, so like 21, 23, we will all be buried with our families and friends. Strangers will live in our homes that we worked so hard to build, and someone else will own everything we have today. Most of our possessions will be given away or thrown out and destroyed, including the car that we spent a fortune on and will probably be scrapped. Our descendants will hardly know who we are, nor will they remember us. I mean, how many of us know who our grandfather's father was? After we die, we will be remembered for a few more years, and then we're just a portrait on someone's wall. And a few decades later, our history, photos, and deeds disappear into history's oblivion. We won't even be memories. If we pause one day to analyze these questions, perhaps we would understand how pointless it is for us to worry about 95% of the things that consume our minds daily. If we could only think about this, surely our approaches, our thoughts would change and we would do things differently. Perhaps we would feel more free to enjoy ourselves and our lives that we're living. And remember the saying, if it's not going to matter in 5 years, don't spend more than 5 minutes being upset by it.
Three things. One, fake accent. Two,
music's too loud.
That gives me great comfort that I'll be forgotten. Three, I'll still be alive because I'll only be 159. So it doesn't go for me.
Yeah.
I'll be an eyeball in a wheelchair.
Yeah, she really just kept going. She was like, everyone's going to have all your stuff. No one's going to remember your name. Think about it. Do you know your grandpa's dad? Of course you don't. It's like, wow, okay, I get it. We're all meaningless.
You're nothing.
And I think I took it less as meaningless and more as, Nobody's going to remember your mistakes. Nobody's going to remember what you got wrong because
I will, though, and that's all I care about.
For 99.999% of all humanity, we're not going to be remembered.
That's not comforting
in 100 years.
That's not comforting in the slightest.
Why? It just makes it.
Because it doesn't change the fact that if I make a stupid mistake, me and the people I care about are all going to remember
it. That's what she's saying.
I don't care if my kids remember it.
Right, but
if this lady in Australia remembers my mistakes. I care about me and the people I know and the people I love.
That's the point.
And they remember.
The point is you're taking care of the things that matter and not worrying about the things that don't matter.
You just said
that's
no
the point.
You just said no one's going to remember your mistakes, so feel good about it. It's like, well, the people I care about remembering them will.
Not in 100 years, they won't.
Not in 100 years, they'll all be dead, too.
That doesn't help me now.
Why is everyone yelling?
Sorry.
I mean, it's the point is just don't sweat
Andrew
the small stuff.
Andrew is surrounded by Hardee's food and just screaming.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a kid with Kool-Aid, too much Kool-Aid.
I know. I'm all hyped up on strawberry lemonade.
I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew.
Buffalo Ranch.
That's just the chicken tenders talking.
I just find that.
He's got some blueberry biscuit.
But no, I don't care if anyone remembers the stupid thing I did or said in a million years. I care if they remember it tomorrow, right after I say it.
Right. That's kind of her point is live now. Like, take care of the now, and don't worry about things that will not matter down the road.
Dummy.
And I get what she's saying. She
I love
just,
that they're fighting over this.
I know.
Like, genuinely yelling at each other. I get her point. I just thought it was kind of funny how long she took.
It did a little bit.
She kept doubling
like,
down.
Every step. You're just going to be bones. You're going to be dust in the ground.
You're going to be dead,
then someone
buried.
Will eat your bones. And they'll poop it out. Then someone will eat that bone.
It was very descriptive there for a while. Your car will be scrap.
Right. That Camaro you love so much.
Well, that's the part that spoke to me.
It's a squishy than nothing. Nothing.
So you really think she had a fake accent, Dave?
No.
That was great.
I mean, maybe. I was ready to gossip about it.
Yeah, it could have been fake.
But the hard part, though, is like, as Andrew's pointing out, is that there are things that do matter. So focus on those.
Yeah.
Right? It's about not sweating things that are not going to be remembered in 100 years.
Yeah.
It's talking about, like what Andrew said, really, was take care of your family. The people around you are what matters. Your friends are the ones that matters. The people on Twitter don't matter. The people you're never going to meet don't matter.
I saw something that was, it's very hallmarky, very sort of schlocky, but something like, the only people that will remember that you worked overtime tonight will be your kids.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very true.
Yeah, that's very much a that's a Facebook meme.
And they'll hate you
but
for
not,
it.
But it's not.
But in 100 years,
in 100 years they'll be dead too. So whatever.
Right. Your kids will be dead.
It is kind of a nihilistic thing.
A dust. Bit.
But how many people have existed, Dave? Do you remember? I know we talked about it once.
200 billion roughly. Souls.
Yeah. How many of them are remembered?
Five.
They're all the bad ones.
That's true. And the bad ones
people.
Get more press than the good ones.
Jesus, Caesar, Doc Holliday.
Hitler. You know, all the... Yeah. Very small number, though.
200 billion seems low. I don't know. That seems like not as many as I would have expected.
Well, I mean, think about it.
For most of the world,
At one point, just tens of thousands of years ago, I don't know if people know this, but we were down to 1,200 humans. 1,200 humans on the planet.
Wow.
And we're all from that.
One big storm could have just ended us.
We're all from that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so crazy.
So, yeah, we haven't always had 8 billion people like we have now.
That's fair.
It's really pretty recently that we've even had like 3-4 billion.
Oh, yeah. Hasn't the world doubled in like the last 100 years?
I would believe it.
Maybe even less than that. Wow. It might, because I think we were at 4 or 5 billion like 50 years ago.
Do they still think it's like 7.3 or is it more than that?
I think it's coming up on 8, right?
Oh, we're over 8.
Are we over 8?
Wow. Yeah, we're over 8.
Yeesh.
I get the numbers on this. Rach, had a wrong number text that stressed you out?
Yes. Let me try to pull this up here. Let me see if I can find it. No one did anything wrong except for the person who gave the wrong number. I guess this girl was applying for a job. Oh, I found it. And they were like, hello, Elizabeth. This is Jillian from the company. I was just talking to HR about hiring you and you wanted to blah, blah, blah. So she goes through all of this stuff that Elizabeth is going to need to do. And she's like, let me know. Thanks. And I got this text and I'm like, I don't want to just say wrong number because for some reason I feel a little bit responsible for Elizabeth making a good impression here, even though it's the wrong. I mean, do you guys get what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to do anything to mess up this job
who
gave the wrong number.
She already made a bad impression by giving the wrong number.
Well, maybe this person
think it's a scam?
I didn't think so.
That's the other thing.
I read it like several times and I'm like, I think this is real. And let me tell you what I landed on. I said, hello, I'm sorry, but you have the wrong number, period. Didn't do like an exclamation point or anything. Didn't want to be too overly
friendly. No smiley.
Well, that would have been psychotic. So.
Yeah.
And they said, sorry, thank you. And that was the end of that.
All right. Well, you handled
but I
it well,
felt
then.
For those few minutes when I was stressing over what to do, I'm like, I can't say the wrong thing. This could affect Elizabeth in some way.
I would have had to have flushed my phone down the toilet to not say something like, is this what it's going to be like?
Yeah.
Just having you reach out to me on my private cell phone anytime you want.
So yeah. I got a message
off
that
work means off work.
I took
lady.
As a phishing thing about a week ago. I took it as somebody was phishing, but maybe it was an honest mistake or maybe I just blew off somebody that I knew and deleted it. Cause all it said was, hey, guess who this is?
Ooh.
Oh.
And I didn't have the number in my phone. Do you know who I am or
only
something like that?
Psychos do that.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, but I'm deleting this.
There's not a single person in my world who I would send, guess who?
Right, because if I'm texting you, you probably
should know who I am. And if you don't, then we're not close enough for you to really guess it's me.
Yeah, so if you sent that to me, I deleted it. So next time, use your name.
There you go. I had a thought. This is not Trump-centric, okay? So if you're offended by what I'm about to say, that's your problem, not mine. And I'll bring this up with the guys in the think tank coming up in a few minutes, but I don't know what to attribute this to, but I'm pretty sure that the statement is true. Overall, we are bored with the simple truth of anything, whether it's political or it's medical or it's scientific or it's personal, when it's the opposite of Occam's razor. We don't want something that is so obviously true. We want to dig for something that no one else understands, that makes no logical or mathematical or scientific sense, so that we can know something that no one else does and feel special. And that's a big problem.
I think what you're talking about is evident literally everywhere. I mean, that's how people look at sports. Nothing is ever just a thing.
Talk to me about that. How has that changed?
Like, as an example, it's never now just that a player is struggling. It's what's the team doing wrong to make him so bad? Why? Or just today, I mean, we didn't talk about it yet, but there was a guy that has spent time in the major leagues who got a lifetime banishment for betting on baseball. Tucapito Marcano is his name. He's just been a fringy guy that goes back and forth between the majors and the minors. Well, when he was with the Pirates last year, he placed bets on Pirates games. So he's now banned for life. And then you've got the translator for Shohei Ohtani, Ipe Misuhara, who pled guilty today to fraud. As soon as that comes across, it's never, wow, that guy ripped off Shohei. That's terrible. It's, oh, see, Department of Justice in Major League Baseball covering for Shohei. Like, it's never just enough that there's a resolution. There has to be more.
When you said OC, I really thought you were going to do a Japanese accent.
Oh, God, no.
I was like, oh, thank God.
No.
He backed out on that one.
Come on.
He just did a redneck. Welcome back, guys. DGS 336. Every day at this time, we talk to Dave Murray. Hello, Dave.
Yippee.
Hey, it's Dave.
Hi, Dave.
So gorgeous out the window, but I'm guessing it's going to change.
Yeah, we had some scattered showers and thunderstorms around this morning. We're in a break right now. That was actually a warm front lifting up and over us. That's why the humidity is still kind of up there. Now we're waiting for a cool front. That cool front's in northwest Missouri right now and will be coming across St. Louis late tonight, probably after 2 in the morning. That will bring the next round of scattered rain and thunderstorms. Some could be on the strong side, but certainly some heavy downpours of rain, some gusty winds, and some lightning. Probably only lasting like between 2 and 4, maybe 2 and 5, depending on the speed of the front. We'll go down to 68. Anything that's left over gets out of here very quickly. First thing in the morning on Wednesday, northwest flow takes over. Nice afternoon, partly sunny skies, slowly dropping humidity, 85. Gorgeous weather Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday. Thursday and Friday, sunny, low humidity, and 82 degrees.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Dave, but kind of a late night wake-up call for a lot of us.
Dave, I brain farted. In the morning, are we clear?
There could be a little bit of leftover stuff, but for the most part, it's getting out of the picture.
Nice.
Yeah, let's say after 9 o'clock at the latest, we're clear.
So, Dave, if you were living in St. Louis, would you be watering your lawn right now, or do you think we have enough?
I would not be watering the lawn right now.
Okay, good to know. Good. Headlines, Rach?
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. All right, a GoFundMe for Michael Cohen has raised $300,000.
What?
It was created before a jury reached a verdict in the Trump Manhattan criminal trial last week, where he was found guilty of 34 counts of falsifying business records. In a post to X on Sunday, Cohen responded to the page and the money raised, saying, "Case closed. Any continued help remains greatly appreciated." So people are sending this guy money.
I know he got disbarred, but I mean, he's an able-bodied man that's not too old. Like, no. Why are we giving the guy money?
This is what we do.
That's not what I do.
No.
Not sending anybody anything.
I'm saying, like, a lot of people out there are like, hey, you did something that I think is good. Well, please let me send you money. Man. Here's another great example of it. The Trump campaign and the RNC say they raised $141 million in May, and over a third of that figure came within 24 hours following former President Trump being found guilty on 34 felony counts.
Think about the money I'm going to rake in when I give away that kidney.
Man. Oh, man, that's going
to
be nuts.
I'm going to figure out how to find a way to give people, like, not a legal way to get people to give me money. What if I just put a GoFundMe and said, "You guys, I want some money. Give me some."
I don't know. I like the organ trafficking idea. I think we should try that first.
It's like, you guys get these? I get them, emails from, like, my high school or from my college. Or like, oh, it's fundraising time. How'd you like? I'm like, we gave you guys all the money we're going to give you back in the day. I'm not giving you anymore.
I get them from Wash U and I just laugh.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not giving. I gave you $100,000. You don't need more from me. You're all good.
Power bills are going to jump this summer. They're expected to rise by 7.9% this summer as extreme heat increases cooling costs. This is according to a study released by the Center for Energy, Poverty, and Climate. Their summer cooling bills from June to September this year are expected to reach $719 for households, compared to $476 a decade earlier.
Damn.
Is it going to be that hot, Dave?
Yeah, for a lot of the country, it's going to be a hot summer.
Okay.
$719 for what period of time?
From June to September.
Oh, I thought you meant a month.
Is that monthly or is that the whole time?
Oh, I just threw
that would be a lot. I mean, monthly, I was like, well.
Yeah, that got me.
Hello.
I have had $400 a month.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. At our old place, we did because it was like tall and you had to heat the top and the top was always hot.
About 61% of U.S. adults will have cardiovascular disease by 2050. This is according to new research from the American Heart Association. The biggest driver of this trend will be the large number of people who have or will develop high blood pressure.
Are we the least healthy we've ever been, you think?
I don't know. That's such a good question because we have...
We live longer.
Yeah, we live longer. We have ways of treating all these different ailments. Yeah,
we find out, I think, more than we did in the past.
I saw a thing today.
Yeah, good point, Dave.
It was the largest man in the world in 1890, and he would be like the third largest at a Walmart now.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Would he look like a football player to us now?
Yeah. He probably weighed 350.
Wow. Well, that is one thing. I mean, like, we have gotten to a point, the world has, that food is not as difficult to come by in most of the world. There are parts where it's incredibly difficult, but in most of the world, it's there.
This story reminds me of Matt Pauly's story that he told us yesterday about his delayed flight and everyone throwing up and having a bad time on the plane. Well, passengers on a United flight from Vancouver to Houston reported feeling ill upon arrival, prompting the airline to take the plane out of service for a, quote, deep cleaning. A total of 25 passengers got sick on this plane.
Jeez.
They were previously on a cruise together, so I guess they got the old food poisoning on the cruise, got on the plane, bad stuff happened.
Moo.
A bison gored an 83-year-old woman in Yellowstone. Yellowstone confirmed the incident, saying in a statement, the bison was defending its space and came within a few feet of the woman and lifted her about a foot off the ground with its horns.
I don't want to see anyone get gored, certainly an 83-year-old woman, but there are ways to avoid that.
Yep. Stay away from them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I a dork? So Phoebe and I are going hiking in Colorado starting next week. And I don't know what I'm afraid of, but I bought bear spray. And I've never hiked with bear spray before, but I'm like...
You're not a dork.
You know Amy's story.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, but she was in Banff.
Still, it's hiking in the wilderness.
Yeah. I would... I mean, if you have access to bear spray, I would bring bear spray.
I'm going
to
spray the first other hiker I see.
Dave's going to be like, get away!
You got to make sure you hit somebody like on a bicycle.
Dave, do you know Amy's story?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
No.
Sorry, the other day.
Yeah, she was hiking in Canada with her friend, and they came up over, as they were going up a hill, they came up and they crested the hill, and 20 feet away was a grizzly.
She was probably lying, but that's what
she said. Yeah, I mean, I think Amy...
She makes up a lot of stories.
Yeah, she makes up a lot of puns. She tends to tell the truth.
She said the same thing happened to Six Flags.
She said, I barely made it out of there.
It was a guy in a bear costume. It was Yogi.
The New York Stock Exchange experienced a glitch that mistakenly tanked Berkshire Hathaway. This is crazy. It appeared to be down nearly 100% because of this glitch.
Just a glitch.
About a dozen other companies experienced the same glitch. However, New York Stock Exchange said the glitch was righted before trading closed on Monday, but still.
Can you imagine if you could have caught it at the nanosecond and bought and it goes up 100%?
Yes. That'd be great.
That'd be great.
Probably said the person who created the glitch.
Right. Yeah.
According to a Redfin survey of roughly 3,000 U.S. homeowners and renters, more than 9 in 10 adult Gen Zers say that housing affordability is their top voting issue for the election. I thought that was interesting. Outweighing the economy and abortion rights, you know, these huge issues that a lot of pundits try to tell us are the biggest issues of the day. Well, young people are like, can I get a house anytime soon?
Yeah, I saw a TikTok today, and it was kind of a meme-ish kind of thing where it was like 1950s, and they showed you the house that you'd buy.
Right, right.
It was a great house, and they kept getting increasingly bad.
Yeah.
And now it was, can I rent an apartment? Then it was, can I get a roommate? I thought it was a little over the top, but do you think that's generally true?
You know, I saw a story about how the real estate industry is trying new things to get new home buyers in by like no down payment loans, which we saw was a problem. But they say they're building in safety nets. I don't trust them, but they say they're building in safety nets so we don't get another bubble burst like 2008. But the problem is...
Did we do this before?
Yeah, the problem is we don't have inventory. There isn't enough housing, which is why the prices are so high, because there's not enough competition. So unless we can figure out a way to build more houses and build more houses that people can afford, I don't know how you get out of the prices being so high.
Mm-hmm. All right, my final story here. Max, formerly HBO Max, has announced price increases for their ad-free plans. For monthly ad-free subscribers, the price will increase by $1 to $16.99 per month, while yearly subscribers will see a $20 increase. That doesn't really make any sense.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me either.
No, that doesn't make any sense at all.
As for Max's ultimate ad-free monthly subscribers will now pay $20.99, while annual subscribers will pay $209. So these price changes will come in the next month if you're an HBO Max subscriber. Sorry to tell it to you guys.
See, you got
to
get the bundle.
I have a completely selfish question. The MLB that you have is like 180.
MLB.TV, yeah.
It's like 180 bucks a year. Something like that. But you get every game.
Except for the ones that are blacked out in your area.
Like the ones you want to
watch. And you write that off, right?
Right. So, of course I do. Yeah, so you can't watch the Cardinals on that app in St. Louis.
So I'd need both Fubo and...
Well, hang tight for next year because baseball's trying to change this because of the way that the Diamond Sports is the company that owns all the Bally's regional sports outlets. And they're in bankruptcy. So Major League Baseball is trying to get their local rights back. And they're going to try to repackage everything in some way, and they might just take it in-house, which means they might make it all available on those apps for streaming. Hmm. So by next year, you might see some change, although it may not be. It might be a year after that.
What is the thinking of the blackouts? Is it because you have to go to the game?
No, it would be like Bally, you know, Diamond Sports.
Yeah.
Well, they get paid by the cable companies and the satellite companies for their channel to be on.
Okay.
Well, if nobody's watching those, then they're not going to get paid. They're not, because they get paid like per subscriber. So with subscriptions going down, the local TV money that is guaranteed money, right? So let's say use the Cardinals and Bally. Bally signs a deal with the Cardinals and says, we're going to pay you $70 million a year. And that's why people can only watch it on our channel through the companies that we license ourselves to. So it was because that the way the money moves there, they need subscribers to fuel that.
Yeah.
That's how they get paid. And that's the way it's worth
fair enough.
The rights fee that they pay, and Major League Baseball signed off on that. But Manfred and the current group of people, they want to change that dynamic.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Okay.